Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice, but a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came, bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast out the demon of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "See, sir, even the dogs under the table eat the little children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, his bed, and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the ears were opened, the tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I feel lonely. I feel outside, being left behind. I feel like I don't belong here. I feel marginalized. Maybe I don't fit here. My financial situation, social situation, or my gender, maybe it's not accepted here. Maybe my skin color, my race, or my disability to walk, to hear. Or I'm not able to enter the stairways. You might be astonished, and it's weird to start here. I prefer to start even outside, but we have technical issues, of course. But I want to summarize some feelings of these two stories we heard today in the gospel, or maybe a lot of others, miracles, or I prefer signs, like Gospel of John says, or even healing stories, the healing. So it feels like marginalized being outside, and no worry, you might be seated and I walk in front. So you don't have to turn your back all the time. Thank you. So this is just one or two examples. You might feel marginalized or oppressed, and it does not have to be that you lost a limb or you're deaf. It can be you might be successful and rich, but you haven't found a partner yet. Or you found a partner, but it doesn't work out well and might be need a divorce. So there's a lot of reasons you did not always see, like what you feel, and you feel marginalized and not welcomed. And we have two different stories. The first one of the Syrophoenician woman with little daughter is very interesting because there's also a matter of the wrong belief or faith or religion. So all these weird names, they are all around the Sea of Galilee, which is a lake smaller than Lake Michigan, but a power of green in the deserts and a power of drinking water. And it was not like today. One side is Israel and the other side is mainly Jordan. At this time, the Syro-Phoenician is Syro, which is Syria today, and Phoenician is more Lebanon today. But this was not clear borders. There was different villages around, and we know some very Jewish villages where Peter, Andrew, and John came from. And there was others with other faiths, other belief, and they all called Gentile to this time. So it's a very important sign, Jesus' journey traveling around outside the borders of the Jewish-dominated areas and also visiting houses of so-called Gentile in the Bible. And for me, first time, it is shocking with the brats and the dogs, you know, with the children first. And Jesus kind of exhausted in this moment from all these travels. But we have to imagine, at this point, 2,000 years, maybe some is Jewish related, we supposed to be Gentiles at this point of time. Now in US or Germany, Christian religion is dominated and dominating, so it may be a little easier to be around and speak about Christianity. But at this time, it was hard. And this lady has strong faith and is brave a couple of times. So she tries to speak to this Jewish guy as a woman, and Gentile woman, and maybe we don't hear of her spouse or husband, and the kid is mental ill, maybe, possessed by a demon, they called it at this time, and we assume poor. So she tries to speak up to Jesus, and he's kind of exhausted first. And this is a very strong example for faith, to come up and speak up this strong faith. A little off topic for all the Gentiles, maybe, because if you don't know me, I'm Cornelius, the diaconal resident here. And one of the first baptized, or actually the first we know in the scripture, is, let's guess, it's Cornelius. Not me, but a Roman centurion. It's in the book of Acts 10, if you want to read it. There's no really in the lectionary, so no much sermons about Cornelius' story. And Peter is baptizing this Roman centurion, which is a Gentile, and this Roman god, got a lot of gods, Jupiter and whatever. And he's baptized, and this was a lot of struggle with Paul. But the sign of Jesus, go in this area, a lot of Gentiles, different cultures, different origins, is one of the first powerful signs. We are all welcome, not the only the Jewish which followed the laws of Moses at this time. Just a backup story. So in our days, maybe if I go around now, we say all these healing stories might sound a bit old-fashioned or weird because, I mean, we have computers, high-tech medicine, and, yeah, we can do even cochlear implants, you know, with the hearing. We have hearing devices and computers, they can read for blind people. So we have a lot of improvement and modern surgery, you know, and so it might sound for us a little bit old-fashioned. If I think back, I'm from Germany, raised, born there, and after high school graduation, we still had to go to the army every son. like 13 months or 14 months at my time, and I didn't want to carry a weapon, and you could choose with a lot of committee and writing essays and assignments why you don't want to carry the weapon. And I ended up doing social service, they called it civil service, instead, and I chose a Lutheran children hospital, which is was a great experience. I worked at a station, night shifts and weekends, holidays, and I experienced a lot of modern successful medicine. I mean, we had in my time 6,500 patients. No one passed away of the kids from 1 year to 18 or even longer when disabled. I mean, this is statistics. 1, 2 with surgery, we put them to the ICU. So yeah, that's statistics today. But the point is with the modern medicine, even if you treat people, there's still disability. You don't have maybe, if you have a cochlear implant, sometimes it works, sometimes it's too late. Or still now, we had some kids, they got blind, and you have surgery, but they stay blind, or some blindness is still not treated nowadays. We have a lot of antibiotics for the microbes, and vaccinations for the viruses. I think there's still more to come. I hope some better treatments, medicamentations. But we always been, if we go on this, we had a lot of development, but there is no medical doctor or surgeon like God. So if I think of all these miracle stories, I think, is it about we all being healed and being perfect, like a perfect robot functional? Or is it about being welcoming, not being on the margin? Like Jesus speaks to the deaf man or cannot speak properly. So there is the miracle of Jesus, but there is a little miracle before this, or maybe a diaconal help. Is this person also lame? Do we know in the gospel? No one paid attention? Is he able to walk or not? I think we don't hear about, but other people, we don't know if it's families or friends, they brought him to Jesus. Maybe they dragged him, we don't know, or they kind of helped him. But this guy is able to walk. Just, and he's also able to see. He could see Jesus if he wants. But sometimes it might be comfortable to stay at home and say, I don't know what is, if there's big change, I'm used to my life, even if it's miserable. So stand up, walk, and help. So what is the connection to our time? We opened up the doors, our doors are open, and today it's very special, so I have this connection with the block party, and we have bags of love to give away to people in need, and we open up all our doors for the block party for the whole city of Chicago. Hope there will be lots of people coming. This is a sign for open up, like Jesus used the words in Greek, hephata, or whatever it be pronounced at this time, which is a kind of open up and welcome, help other people. Diakonia is from serving, Greek word from serving, so ministry. So we have, before Jesus did his miracle healing on the deaf man, we have the other people bring this guy and say, try Jesus. You can see and maybe it helps. So we have these two different miracles and healing stories today, but a common thing, and maybe in all or most of the other healing stories for me, is if you're being possessed or having mental illness, that's one thing. Even with modern medicamentation in psychiatry and behavioral studies, psychotherapy, we still have a lot of mental ill people. Sometimes medicamentation works, sometimes not, or we cannot pay it. But this is not the point of Jesus. He is inviting everyone, so people could participate in the community, or in our church, or in the wider community. participate in Sunday school, having inclusion, and being accepted and welcomed. So if Jesus says, open up, he means it's open up for all of us. If we have visible diseases, or if it's just our own, we don't want to change, or just it's hard to get up. If we see this story, I also have an idea of one guy in campus ministry. I do ballroom dancing and taught a lot of students, campus ministry. People don't have much money, but are in the best age to meet partners, to dance around. So I taught at campus ministry, thousands of students in classes, I think over 10 years, and also at university clubs for kind of low money. And I had this guy in mind, tiny blonde, maybe a little like Pastor Jason, call him Steven. And he was there in the dancing lessons, and I wondered, he was kind of stiff, and yeah, his eye, I found out it was a glass eye, one of the eye, was very stiff and weird looking. And then I helped him, I said, okay, it's not the perfect talent by like having Cuban salsa stuff, but it doesn't matter, we try our best. And then one time at the Roman Catholic, we worked very close together with the Lutheran campus ministry, and I was set aside and he talked to me and told me his story. So he was 26 at that time and from Eastern Germany, and the a natal or during labor, lack of oxygen and a lot of diseases, and the doctors gave up. And she said to the grandparents and the parents, yeah, maybe get 5 or 6, if you're very lucky, 10 years, and then this Stephen will die. But the grandmother didn't give up. She always made psychotherapy and physical therapy and treated him well. Like, parents kind of went to work and said, good, yeah, granny, you can do it. So, and I met this guy with 25, and he's still alive. I mean, he does not work perfectly, and he will not be a super engineer, but for me, this is a kind of miracle. It might sound cliche or cheesy or whatever, but maybe if you think some kinds of miracles, you have helpers. Is it parents, grandparents, pastors, or if you don't feel accepted by your gender or sexual identity, maybe it's chosen families. You have friends and some kind of ministry helpers. Tiny miracles. And this guy, we baptized in Roman Catholic because his girlfriend was a member of the Roman Catholic ministry. But the policy we had at this point for Lutheran campus ministry was wait a couple of weeks before we baptize people, even if they're very enjoyed, because like Socialist Republic of Germany, churches were oppressed. Today it's Venezuela. We have a lot of refugees here from a socialist state, and church is very oppressed. So you are not used to it. It's very dangerous to practice Christianity in public. So this is also for me a sign for open up, Ephata. It is give our ministry to everyone, even on the margins. And we have the campaign here, which is also in my mind for all this. All the steep stairs here, if you go in, I mean, it's a feeling of going up to heaven and switch to spiritual mode. But for people in wheelchairs, it's still hard. So we have the campaign, which is very great, and it's a great ministry. So all of you here, even if you do a little service, you help with coffee, or you have some money left over for a pledge, and donate for the campaign. It's a great ministry and help. It's like these people bringing the deaf guy to Jesus. So thank you all for this. With the campaign, makes this place more welcoming for the marginalized people. So if we have this mental ill people still around, is for me always, Jesus, welcome everyone. All are welcome. We are images of God created. It's not supposed we are perfect working like robots. Jesus talks more and invites people to hear and enjoy and feel the kingdom of God. So with these healing stories, there is a maybe for you weird thing with the secret. So, you know, he enters the house and nobody should hear. It's maybe weird for someone who hears this, is not so familiar with the Bible. And as a kid, was also confused. Why is Jesus hiding all this? And in the Gospel of Mark, it's called the Messianic secret. But for myself, and maybe for easy explanation, I always think these miracles, and I mention again, I prefer naming signs of the Old Testament. We heard the prophet reading today, fulfill all the signs and prophecies. For me, it's like Jesus does not want to tour around like a magic show. You know, David Copperfield, I don't know, I think he retired, but Jesus doesn't want a miracle show. It's one part, it's more concentrated on the healing, the magic touch of Jesus, instead of having a magic show with disappearing an elephant and this. I mean, even if you want to hide things, we hear at the end of the gospel, people talking all around, even with no cell phones, even with no newspapers at that time, the spread around with all the fishermen. There were a lot of trading people around in the cities. Decapolis means 10 cities or 10 towns. So the news spread, and we remember the multiplication of the fish and the bread. So many people heard the stories. It was outside. It was not in a synagogue people building. It was outside teaching and preaching of Jesus and everyone's welcome, rich or poor or maybe a visible disability or an invisible disability in us. So the lesson today is be opened up, help others open up, invite and transform. It does not have to be that we can see, but it's just a transformation for open up and helping, inviting others. So we don't know in the gospel exactly, come back, what this guy would have done. We know he speaks a little bit, but we don't know exactly what happened to the deaf man. Did he go to the synagogue afterwards or follow Jesus? We don't know, but one thing we know is this touch. If you have touched by the good news of Jesus Christ, who came to restore the life all of us, and opening up the deaf man's, not only the ears, but opening up also heart and soul. If you're opened up by God's grace, grace is for us Lutherans important. It's always a two-way street, or even maybe a crossroad, work to everyone, not a one-way street, only go up and higher. Be opened. We here today may not need the gift of hearing in the sense of the deaf man, but sometimes we still need the gift with open ears and soul and heart to really hear the good news, the gospel, and the open hearts and minds. We have need to receive from God and the blessing and pass them on. This is for me in person as a deacon call, bring blessings outside pass them on. And for me, it's a very great day today to have the block party. And for my closing, it would be perfect to walk out and start the block party, but I'm sorry because we haven't had the communion and we have a lot of bags and goods to bless. I will close with a short prayer. Dear God, thank you for your big grace to even serve Jesus and sacrifice Jesus for us. Give us all this grace for our sins, and thank you for being opened up and be able to listen to your gospel and to even better share all your spirits, help others, and open up our church for the world. Amen.